Hey, what's up? My name is Drew Weber, and there's always a dilemma question that comes to my mind when I use my computer and the computer is starting to get what I'm going to call messed up. And, you know, that means programs are starting to be a little buggy or stuff's taking too long to start up or, you know, all that type of fun stuff. Well, my question is, and my question has been since I've started using the computer a number of years ago, how do I do a format as a blind person and reinstall the OS and do that successfully without a sighted user's help? Well, my friends, there is an answer if you use Windows XP, which I do. I've got the Home Edition installed on my laptop right now. And my friends, the answer to this dilemma question that we as blind people have had in our minds for so long is this: an unattended Windows install. That's right, my friends, there is a way to create an install CD to do an unattended Windows install. That means you take the CD, you stick it in your computer, and you do a restart, and if your computer's set up to auto boot from the CD, it'll say press any key to boot from CD. And when it does that, you'll have to hit any key. Now, you have to know when it says that. So, you know, you can just keep tapping a key, and pretty soon you'll hear the CD-ROM take off and start reading a bunch of files. The laser will be going back and forth across the disk and stuff. Anyway, this CD that you'll create will actually do a reformat of your hard drive, and it will be a quick format. And then it will actually install the OS. And if you have told it to install any drivers that you want it to do, and then bring you up into Windows, and you'll hear the beautiful Windows Start sound. That's right, my friends, it's possible, and it is available to all of us blind people for free. How many of you are saying, heck yeah, right now? I know I am. Anyway, I found out about this a few weeks ago simply by typing something into Google. Don't you love Google? I do. Google's freaking awesome. I pretty much just typed unattended Windows install into Google, brought up this website, and told me all about how to do it. Now, this website will actually, if you go far enough into it, apparently, supposedly, which I have not done, it'll tell you how to install applications as well as drivers and everything, have all that on a CD/DVD disc that you can have it all installed. But my question is, why do software? I mean, heck, software, what? If you use a screen reader, normally it's going to have an auto-install anyway, auto-run. You can pop it in, it's going to start speaking to you. Your sound drivers are installed, and you know software is updated so frequently, it's like, why would you want to throw software on a CD and then, oh well, now I gotta go and install this stuff because it's installed the older versions. That's just how I roll. So in this version of this episode of the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, I'm gonna take you guys through a little bit of sweetness and show you how to create your very own, you ready for this, unattended Windows install CD. Frick yeah. Alright, guys are pumped. I know I'm pumped. Okay, let's do this. I've got JAWS loaded up on my laptop and got it all running into a mixer, and it's going to sound really pretty. Okay, let's go to this Word document I've done.
Start button. Start JAWS button. Document. Word tab button.
Okay.
Enter. HTTP.
Now, first off, I want to give you this website that I have found that I've been reading that will tell you how to do the whole shebang. If you want to read through this whole website, if you want to use your time like that, that's totally cool with me. I've just elected to learn the basics and go from there. So let's go give you this web address. Now, note, one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is because the website will give you screenshots. Those are graphics, and, you know, speech screen readers don't normally read graphics, at least not today. They might tell you there's a graphic. So it'll be like, go to this screen, and you're thinking, what screen? Gosh, you know. So, okay, let's go to this. Let me give you this web address. I'm going to let JAWS spell it out for you. Beautiful voice of eloquence. This is the unattended Windows install website that you can go to and read about all of this stuff. Here we go.
XT, period.
Hold on.
XT, but it's not worth your MSFN. HTTP.
Okay, here we go.
HTTP, colon, /, U, N, A, T-T-E-N-D-E-D, period, M-S-F-N, period, O-R-D, /, U-N-A-T-T-P, T-E-N-D-E-D-X-T/web.
Okay, there you go. That's the website. You can go read all about all that stuff. Now, to do this unattended Windows install, you first off need a real version, no pirated versions, guys, a real version of your Windows XP CD, your original CD, okay? You need to have that, because if you don't have that, well, you can listen to this podcast, but probably not going to get you anywhere. All right, so the next thing you need is a few pieces of software that you can download for free legally offline, and we're going to discuss that right now. Now, the first piece of software you're going to need to enable all of this to work is the .NET framework. So if you got the .NET framework installed on your PC, you're one step ahead of the game. Aren't you pumped? I would be. One less thing to do. Okay, so let's see. If you don't have the .NET framework installed on your PC, you need to download it. And I'm going to give you the address to download it. Okay? But this is a very long address. If it's the address I'm thinking. So maybe just go to google.com and search download .NET framework. It should pull you up a website. But for those of you who don't want to do that, I'm going to give you the web address because I'm a nice guy. Now, let me find it in the Word document. So you're going to hear Jazz saying all sorts of funky stuff until we do. Here we go.
NLight framework and com. Period. Framework colon. Space. H.
Okay. Space. Here we go. Here's the address. Get your fingers ready in. Internet Explorer address bar. Start typing. Here we go.
H. T. T. T colon slash slash w period m I c r o s o f t period c o m slash d o w n l o a d s slash d e t a I l s period A S P X question F A M I L Y I D equals 2 6 2 D 2 5 E 3 dash F 5 8 9 dash 4 8 4 2 dash 8 1 5 7 dash 0 3 4 D 1 E 7 C F 3 A 3 and D I S P L A Y L A N G equals E N when.
So, of course, the easiest solution would be just to go out to Google and Google download .NET framework. But since I'm a cool guy, I can give you the address, okay? So hopefully you got all that. If you didn't, go ahead and go into Winamp, because Winamp freaking rocks, if that's what you're using to play this podcast, and rewind until you find where you left off, okay? Hopefully that was the entire address. Yeah. Okay, so the next thing you're going to need, the next piece of software is called InLight. Now, this software is going to be the software that will, in fact, copy your Windows XP CD over to your hard drive. And yes, I do know you can do that automatically without the software. But the software will also take your stream. It will also take your SP2 service pack, if you have it, and streamline it over into the Windows CD that it's creating. You can also, if you have, like, drivers, take the drivers and streamline those in as well. So when you get done installing your Windows, all the drivers are installed. So I'm going to go ahead and use InLight to do this copy of the Windows install CD. Now, after we've discussed InLight, I'm not going to actually tell you how to slipstream the service pack, because I found a sweeter, cooler, awesomer way that you can just take all your updates, download them, burn them onto a CD. All the Windows updates. I'm talking 500 megs. If you got a good internet connection, you can do this. 500 megs of Windows updates burn them on a CD, stick the CD in your CD-ROM after Windows is installed. You probably want to have your screen reader installed as well. And it'll pull up a window and actually install all the Windows updates. Hold on. I just have to do this really quick. Guys, that pumps me up. That's freaking awesome. You can have that done. So let's go first with Inlight. I'm going to give you the download address for this program. And note, guys, a little note for you. When you go to these download links, they aren't like links that exactly go to the file. You got to search around on some web pages, but you'll find the file, believe me. So I apologize if you guys are like waiting for a download window to come up. You're like, what the heck's going on? Where's this download window at? I apologize. Okay, let's go with Inlight. Going to give you the HTTP URL. Get to Inlight and to download Inlight, because you do need Inlight. But remember, gotta get that .NET framework installed before you use Inlight. Go ahead and install the .NET, and here we go to find Inlight.
.NET framework, Inlight, HTTP://W.
Okay.
Colon, page, colon, light, colon. State, colon, state, page, space.
Here we go. The address for Inlight. Here it is.
HTTP, colon, /, W, period. N L I T E O S period C O M / blank.
Wasn't that simple? Man, that was a nice address. So download Inlight, get it installed, find your Windows OS CD, and we will take it from there, because I got to go find my Windows OS CD as well. Somewhere in a big CD case of mine. I go start sticking CDs in my computer to try to find this thing. I will be back with you shortly, and after that we will start the process of making this unintended Windows install CD. All right, I have found the Windows CD, the original. Hear it? I think you did. Pop it in the CD-ROM. You're thinking, Drew, man, you're being violent with your Windows CD. Oh my goodness, why? All right, now you want to hold down the left shift key. Just hold it down until you hear your CD-ROM fully spun. You notice how it's just sitting there? It's not actually reading, going... Now you can let it up. Drew, what does that do? Well, it actively stops the auto-run program from starting. Yes, it does, my friends. So, what we're going to do now is, I trust that you have Inlight installed and .NET Framework installed, and so we're going to go ahead and take this CD and copy it to the drive. So I'm going to go make myself a new folder for this CD.
Windows RT run dialog. Type the name of a program folder document for internet resource and win C, colon, enter. Local disk C, folder view list 2, not selected, announce alt F, menu, new submenu, enter. Folder F, enter, menu bar, folder view list, space. .IN, FE, enter, waste.
Okay, when XP is created on the C drive, and now let's open Inlight.
Control escape, escape, leaving menus, Windows N, desktop, folder view list 2, Nokia PCs N. Control SP, all programs up, SQRs up, Windows up, Nokia PCs, Sony submit, Inlight submenu N, enter, Inlight N. Enter, leaving menus.
Open it up. And the hard drive doing stuff.
Inlight, next button, multiple send.
All right, Inlight is open. We're sitting on a next button. Let's browse the screen a little bit with tab.
Tab, cancel button, multiple C. Tab, menu script 1. Tab, next button, multiple send.
So as you see, it doesn't really give you too much JAWS feedback. When you come in, it just says next button. It doesn't even say Inlight. Okay, let's do a JAWS cursor and read kind of through the screen to see where we're at.
Root JAWS to PC. To continue, click next. Make a donation. Email email magicgmail.com. Website www.lutales.com. License freeware. Version 1.4. About. English default graphic 907 language. Windows Server 2003 standard. Web Enterprise X64 R2. PC cursor.
Okay, so this is just kind of the welcome screen. Telling us about the program. Wanting us to make a donation, which...
App, cancel button. Shift app. Next button.
I'm all for, but I'll do it later. Let's go next.
Space. Locate the Windows installation files to customize. Button. Browse button.
Locate the Windows installation files to customize. All right.
App, locate in the Windows installation edit combo, cpack/xpcd. Locate in the Windows installation edit combo, cpack/xpcd.
As you've seen, I've already done this, and I have an xpcd that I've already streamlined some stuff into and created. But let's just, for our podcast, let's just enter in the D drive.
D, when, D, colon. App, button. Tap next button,
let's go next.
Space. Warning dialog. Select where to save the CD installation files for modification. Choose or create an empty folder. Okay button.
Okay.
Space. Next button, alt plus N. Browser folder. Tap cancel button. Shift tap. Okay button. Tap cancel button.
Let's browse for this folder I just created.
Tap. Select where to save the CD installation files for modification. Choose or create an empty folder. Preview. Desktop open. Four items. Level 1. My documents closed. My computer closed. My computer open. Local disk C closed. Local disk C open. W. Level 3. Windows closed. 13. Waste.
Now make sure you don't choose the Windows folder, okay? You really don't want to do that. Make sure you choose a folder you've created.
Waste.
WinXP. That's how JavaScript reads it.
Tap, make new folder button, alt tap, okay button.
Click OK.
Space.
And obviously I tabbed down a couple
cancel
times.
Cancel button, alt plus C.
Listen. What is that, you may ask? That is my CD-ROM drive. It has started the copy process. Copying the Windows files from the CD into a folder on my hard drive. My friends, we've started the process, but you ask, is this really part of the automated process? Eh, not really. But we do have to do this for this process to be done. This is going to take a few minutes, so I'm not going to waste file space or your time. I'm going to go ahead and pause this recording, and we will come back after the file copying has been done.
Next button, alt plus N.
All right, so we're sitting on a next button, so it really doesn't tell us much. But we can trust that it works. The CD stopped spinning and it said next, so hey, I'll take it from there. Let's see here. What else do we have on the screen?
Tap, back button, alt plus B, tap, cancel button, alt, tap, trade, tap, browse button, tap, locate the Windows installation at combo, cpack/winx, locate the Windows installation at combo, cpack/winx.
Okay, it shows us with tabbing that it's now located in C, the folder name I created, which is WinXP.
Tap button. Tap next button.
Okay, so let's do a review of the screen with the JAWS cursor real quick. See what we got.
Root JAWS to PC size 476. cpack/winx graphic 974 graphic 800. Product name Windows XP Home Edition. Language English United States. Service tag 1. Version 5.1.260.1106. Path cpack/winx size 476.79 MB. Trade pack next cancel. PC.
All right, so it has been accomplished.
Tap, button, alt plus B. Right. Tap, cancel button, alt plus tap, trade.
Right on.
Tap, browse button.
It's now sitting on our hard drive.
Tap, locate the Windows installation. Tap, button, button.
And
tap, next button, alt plus
next.
N. Space, import button, import button.
Okay, now we're sitting on an import button. What are we importing, you ask? I'm asking
tap,
the
button.
Question.
Tap, load apostrophe last session on startup checkbox not checked. Tap, available preset state last tap, next button, alt plus N.
Okay, I think...
Shift tap, not selected last session 2007.12.04.14.39.41807.12.04-2009.41.
We're sitting here on the date where it says we can load a last session as far as what we did modifying the Windows install on this in this program of Inlight.
So tap, next button, alt plus N.
Let's go next. We don't want to do anything.
Space, service pack checkbox not checked.
Ah, here we go. Integrating the service pack. Now, the question is, am I going to do this or not? I don't think I'm going to do this as far as integrating the service pack. But I think we're sitting here on a screen that will show us everything this program can do. As far as said,
shift tap, service pack checkbox not checked.
Service pack.
Tap, hot fixes, added an update patch checkbox not checked. Tap, drivers checkbox not checked. Tap, components checkbox not checked. Tap, unattended checkbox not checked. Tap, options checkbox not checked. Tap, please checkbox not checked. Tap, bootable ISO checkbox not checked. Tap, all button.
Okay, so.
Tap, the button. Tap, back button, multiple. Tap, cancel button. Tap, three. Tap, service pack. Tap, hot fixes, added an update. Shift tap.
Okay, so what. Basically, why I'm having you go this route with this software is because you can load drivers. I'm gonna show you another way to do the other stuff, okay? So, basically, if you want to load drivers... I really should have said this first, I'm sorry. If you want to load drivers, do it this way. You can check the drivers box and go next, and it'll let you load drivers, which I would recommend. I mean, if you have computer drivers, it's easier to load them now versus when you don't have speech to do anything. And you're sitting in Windows without your audio coming up, and you're trying to load your speech, and nothing's happening. Yeah, I'd recommend you load your drivers now. So pretty much that's how you do that, and you sit here, you say load drivers, and I'm sure you go through a couple other screens and you'll be able to figure those out because they're probably not challenging. You gotta use JAWS cursor. I am not going to do any of that right now because I'd have to go find all my driver CDs, which I'm not gonna do. So you've got your Windows CD on your computer. right now. And now I want to take you to another program that is actually sitting on your Windows CD that we never knew about. Well, I never did. You probably did because you're more techie than me. Let's go ahead and exit this. Cancel it, whatever.
Space. Exit and lights dialog. Are you sure you want the previous button? Both was light. Space. Cancel button. Both was C.
All right, so now we're sitting here and...
Bolt tab, Jaws, Bolt tab, Cakewalk, Guitar Tracks, Bolt tab, Document, Word tab, Bolt tab, Jaws.
We got what I want open, so... Now, what we're going to do now is make the unattended portion of this setup. Now, when you go make this unattended portion of the setup, you're going to actually have to do a couple modifications to this portion after you get done with it. And I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to go ahead and throw my unattended Windows unattended SIF file. I'm going to throw a TXT version of that out on my website so that you guys can go pull it off and add a few of your own modifications as far as you're going to have to add a few things as far as your product key and your name and all that stuff like that. But pretty much if you add those things, it should work when you throw that in your i386 folder. But I wanted to definitely go through all that stuff with you so that you'd know how to create your own. And like I said, it worked on my computer fine, my file, as long as you add stuff right. Of course, put this disclaimer in, use at your own risk. I'm not warranting any of these files or warranting the file that I throw out there. But... if you check out this website, this web address right now, not just right now, but if you check it out, it's going to be out there. www.geocities.com/DrewWeberMusic. That's DrewWeberMusic /unattend. That's unattend.htm. It'll pull up a link for you to go download that zip file of my unattended Windows SIF file, which is going to be in a TXT. So you have to rename it, obviously. You have to add your own information, because if you just throw it in the i386 folder, it's not going to work. So you're going to have to go edit that, but it should help you out a bunch. And I'll throw some information up there on the website as far as what it'll do, so you won't be freaking out when you lose all your data because it reformatted the hard drive. Okay? But I still want you to, you know, be able to learn how to go make your own and stuff, so hopefully that'll help. So let's go ahead and do this, all right? It's an easy program that works with JAWS pretty well. Let's go find it. All right, so let's now go to the Windows XP CD folder. And I'm going to start, go to run, and I've typed that in my run box already. Let's
enter.
Go there.
Folder view is new. Select Google CD 1-14.
Okay, now we're going to go to support.
Support.
Okay, and enter on that.
Enter. Folder view is new. Select Tools 1-1.
We're going to go to Tools.
Enter. Folder view is new. Select Act 20-11.
We're going to go to Deployment.
Deploy.
And we're to Deploy.
Enter. Folder view is new. Select Area 1-9.
Now we're going to look for Setup Manager. It's going to be called SETUPMGR.
S folder view is setup.
Setup manager right there. Now what we want to do is we need to extract this to a place on our hard drive other than this, because it's a zipped application.
Alt F menu, extract E.
And so we're going to go to the file menu. That's how I did it. Alt F, and we're going to go to extract.
Extract E. Enter. Leave menu. Select destination dialog. Select the place where you want to extract the selected item S. Then click the extract button. Extract button.
Okay, let's see where it's going to extract.
App, cancel button. App, select the place where you want to extract the selected item S. Then click the extract button. Preview. My documents closed. 1 of 3. Level 1. My documents open. 9 items.
Okay.
My documents closed.
I'll do it in my documents.
App, make new folder button.
Clean it up later.
App, extract button. Extract button. Space. Folder view list view. Setup. Rate of 9.
Let's see if it put it in there.
Windows F. Control F. Microsoft Office F. My documents. 1 of 11. Enter. Leaving menus. My document S. C. Setup.
Okay, it's in there. It just didn't tell us. Great.
Enter. Setup manager dialog. Welcome to setup manager. Setup manager helps you prepare the configuration. Setup manager files to automate the reinstallation of Windows on your destination computers. To continue, click next. Setup manager dialog. Welcome to setup manager. Setup manager helps you prepare the configuration. Setup manager files to automate the reinstallation of Windows on your destination computers. To continue, click next. Next button. Alt plus N.
All right. So actively, it extracted it. It's sitting in my documents, and it's a program, and it's open. And you just heard the welcome screen. Very nice. Jaws read it very nice, and now we know what we want to do. So
tap, cancel, tap, next button, multiple send.
Click next.
Space, an answer file is a script that provides answers to the questions or options presented during Windows setup. For example, if your answer file provides an answer to the selected time zone prompt, that page will not be shown to the end user during setup. Create a new radio button, check 102, Alt plus E.
All right, we want to create a new one.
Tap, back button, Alt plus, tap, next button, Alt plus,
click next.
Space, the answer file you create will yield the 10, TXT, Cisco, pin 3, zip file, choose the type of setup, unattended setup, radio button, check 103, Alt plus U.
Okay. Now, I know it told us different file types that we could choose, but I don't really, I haven't ever figured out in this program how to choose the file type.
Cisco, setup, radio button, check, look, remote installation services, radio button, Cisco, unattended setup, radio button,
but
check,
we do want the unattended setup, so we're going to leave that on that radio button. I just went and explored the other ones, but it's, you should be sitting on unattended right now.
Tap, back button, Alt plus B. Tap, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's go next.
Space, select a Windows product, Windows XP professional radio button, check, 205, Alt plus B.
Now, you need to select the Windows XP you've got, I've got home.
Windows XP home edition radio button, check, 105, Alt plus
H. I'm sitting on that, I just up arrowed and sitting on that radio button. Let's
tap, back button, Alt, tap, next button, Alt plus N.
Go next.
Space, you provide default options in the answer file, and the user can change any of them. You provide all required answers in the answer file, and the user is not prompted for them. You provide answers for setup pages that are hidden from the end user. You provide all required answers in the answer file. The end user can see the options but cannot change them. Only the text mode portion of setup is automated. The key portion of setup runs normally, prompting the end user each page. User control radio button, check, 105, Alt plus U.
Okay, now we're sitting on user control, and we actually want to find a different one.
Fully automated radio button, check, 205, Alt plus F.
Which is the first one down, fully automated. This is going to be to where you do it, you set this file up, and you don't have to touch a thing except when you hit that key when you start your computer up. So let's tab.
Tap, back button, Alt, tap, next button, Alt plus N.
Go to next.
Space, setup manager can create a distribution share on your computer or network with the required Windows source files. You can then add files to further customize your installations. For example, you can supply additional device drivers. What would you like to do? Create a new distribution share radio button, check, 103, Alt plus C.
All right, let's choose another one. We don't want to create a distribution share.
Set up from a CD radio button, check, 103,
we
Alt plus
We want to set up from a CD, okay? So we just arrow down once, change that radio button.
Tap, back button, tap, next button, Alt plus
N. Go next.
Space, you chose to fully automate the installation of Windows. To use this option, you must accept the terms of the end user license agreement, you and any Microsoft license agreement you have for the version of Windows you want to install. For more information about the tool, consult your documentation of your Microsoft license agreement. To continue with setup manager, select the following checkbox and then click next. I accept the terms of the license agreement. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus N.
For the sake of this podcast, I'm going to select it. And
space checked.
When I say that, I mean that I'm not going to actually have Jaws read the whole EULA right now.
Tap, back button, tap, next button, Alt plus N.
But I encourage you to read it because I'm sure that you'll find much. Much greatness and happiness from it. So check that box. Go next.
Space, name, edit, Alt plus M.
Here's where you start filling out the fields, of your Windows setup that will be filled out for you when you have the CD in the computer, okay? So let's start filling these out together.
Shift tap, name, edit, Alt plus M.
Type in your name.
E-W. Tap, organization, edit, Alt plus O.
Organization, well, type whatever you want.
W-A-T-E-E-R. Space Y O U S A T. Organization, edit whatever you want. Tap, next button, Alt plus N. Next button, Alt plus N.
Let's go next.
Space. Tap, select display settings for destination computers. Back button, Alt plus B.
Okay, now we're at select display, and it didn't read that to me. I had to tab for it to do anything.
Shift tap, next button, Alt plus N. Tap, back tap, cancel button. Tap, 3-1 preview, display settings, 204.
Okay, so we're sitting on display settings. The cool thing is you can actually, there's a tree view that you can arrow through that you can select what you want to do.
Tap, colors, combo box, use Windows default, 106, Alt plus
C. I'm going to say use Windows default for the colors.
Tap, screen area, combo box, use Windows default, 106, Alt plus
S. I would recommend you doing too.
Tap, refresh frequency, combo box, use Windows default, 106. Tap, custom button, Alt plus U. Tap, next button, Alt plus N.
As a blind person, I really don't know too much about display stuff with computers. I'm more into sound. And other everything else besides the display. I wonder why, right? Let's go next.
Space.
Once again, doesn't read it to us, but let's tab and see what we're at.
Tap, select the time zone for the destination computer. If you do not select a specific time zone setting, the following default time zone is used. GMT minus 8 o'clock Pacific time, US and Canada. Tijuana, back button, Alt plus B.
Okay, so we're going to select the time
tap,
zone.
Tap, cancel button, tap, 3-1 preview, time zone, 304. Tap, time zone, combo box, GMT finish mean time, Dublin, Edinburgh, Lisbon, London, 38, GMT 1 o'clock, GMT 1 o'clock Azores, GMT 2 o'clock Minnesota, GMT 3 o'clock Queens, GMT 3 o'clock Minnesota, GMT 3 o'clock Brasilia, GMT 3:30 Newfoundland, GMT 4 o'clock Santiago, GMT 4 o'clock La Paz, GMT 4 o'clock Atlantic time, GMT 5 o'clock Bogota, Lima, GMT 5 o'clock Indiana, GMT 5 o'clock Eastern time, GMT 6 o'clock Central America.
All right, let's choose Central.
Tap, next button, Alt plus N. Space, type a product key for destination computers. You need a separate license for each copy of Windows you install. The product key you specify must match the product key provided to you by Microsoft licensing. As it appears on the certificate of authenticity, go label on the destination computer. Edit, the product key you specify must match the product.
It's time to type a product key. And you're thinking, where in the world do I find that as a blind user?
Tap, the product key you specify.
Well,
shift tap,
my
the product
friends,
key you specify must match the product key provided to you by Microsoft licensing. As it appears on the certificate.
It's somewhat easy with your unattended Windows install as far as your Inlight program will actually show you your product key. Pretty cool. So let's go figure out how to get that product key, okay? Because I forget, so we're going to figure that out right now.
Windows N, control key, start menu, set, SQRs, window, Nokia, piece, Sony sub, end light sub menu. Enter, end light, end.
Go back into inline.
Enter, end light sub menu, leaving menus.
Now the cool thing will be it'll save where you were at.
End light, next button, Alt plus N.
You have to go through a couple screens, but you'll basically have your same stuff in there.
Tap, cancel button, Alt, tap, menu script 1. Tap, next button, Alt plus N. Space, browse button, browse, tap, locate in the Windows installation, edit combo, C back slash wins, locate in the Windows installation.
See, it has a C, Windows XP
tap,
in there.
Button, button, tap, next button, Alt, space, cancel button, Alt plus C, cancel button, Alt plus C.
It's going to check your files real quick.
Next button, Alt plus N.
Now it's going to take you up to next. Now we're going to go to next.
Tap, button, tap, next button, Alt plus N, space, import button, import button.
It's going to ask us if we want to import. We don't want to import
tap, button,
anything.
Tap, load the costume, last session on startup, tap, available presets, tap, next button, Alt plus N.
So we're going to go next.
Space, service pack checkbox not checked, service pack checkbox not checked.
I believe we find this in the unattended portion. Find the Windows key.
Tap, hot tap, tap, components, checkbox, not tap, unattended, checkbox, not checked.
So we're gonna
space, not checked, check, warning, dialogue, previous unattended settings were detected in your installation and will be overwritten. Disable apostrophe unattended page if you want to keep your previous settings, okay button.
Okay, so, I'm just going to say okay to that.
Space, unattended, checkbox, checked. Tap, options, checkbox, not checked.
Nice little warning,
tap,
though.
Please, checkbox, not checked. Tap, move the voice, checkbox, not tap, all button.
Not going to select anything else.
Tap, button, tap, next button, tap, back button, shift, tap, next button,
go next.
Button. Space, tap, general tab.
And now it brings us up at the attended settings. Now, this will do some, if not all, of the settings that we do in our setup. But the setup is easier and more JAWS friendly. So I like to use that setup manager to do these type of things. But let's locate the Windows key here.
Tap combo box, five pages. Tap edit, page 27 page.
All right, so sitting on the general tab. Let's see.
Tap edit, JV9, tap edit.
Yep. I'm sitting on the general tab, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you to copy your Windows key to the clipboard. Now, you're going to have to copy a portion at a time if you don't have one of the newer versions of JAWS that has the append to clipboard option with Windows C. If you do, select it all, copy it all, and go and paste line by line, and you'd have to go obviously into WordPad or whatever, paste it all, and then go line by line. And so I'm going to do that right now, but you're not going to hear me doing it because I don't want to get my Windows key out. That's stupid to do to, for anyone. So go ahead and do that, and when we're back, we're going to actually be sitting in the Setup Manager dialog with the Windows key entered. Okay, so we're sitting in Setup Manager with the Windows key in. And by the way, you can close InLight. And you can close anything else you have open that you want to close. Let's click Next and find out where we go from here.
Next button, Alt plus N, space.
And like normal, it doesn't read us anything, so let's tab.
Tap, type a name for each destination, computer 15 characters maximum. And then click Add to import computer names from a text file, one computer name per line. Click Import, Add button, Alt plus B.
All right, so let's add our
tap,
name.
Tap, cancel button. Tap, 313 view, computer name. Tap, computer name, edit, Alt plus C.
Computer name? Mine is going to be Rooster Loop.
R-O-O-S-T-E-R-L-O-O-P.
That's a whole nother podcast, don't ask.
Tap, computers to be installed. List box, not selected, Rooster Loop, Alt plus O.
Okay, so Rooster Loop is there.
Tap, add button, Alt plus A. Tap, import button, Alt plus tap. Automatically generate computer name based on the organization name specified on the name of organization page. Checkbox not checked, Alt plus U. Automatically generate computer name based on the tap, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's go next.
Space. Tap, if you tap, cancel button, shift tap, back button, Alt, shift tap, next button, Alt, tap, back tap, cancel button, tap, 313 view, administrator password, tap, use the following administrator password, 127 characters maximum, case sensitive radio button, check, 202, Alt plus U.
I'm probably not going to put it. Yeah, I will.
Tap, password, password, edit, Alt plus P, shift tap, use the following administrator password, 127 characters maximum, case sensitive, tap, password, password, edit, Alt plus P. Start, stop, start, stop, start, start.
Okay, password's in.
Tap, confirm password, password, edit, Alt plus C.
Confirm it.
Start, stop, start, stop, start, start. Tap, encrypt the administrator password in the answer file, checkbox, not checked, Alt plus
E. No, let's not encrypt it, okay? In the answer file.
Tap, when a destination computer starts, automatically log on as administrator, checkbox, not checked, Alt plus W.
Okay, when a computer starts, automatically log on as administrator. Now, I'm going to say yes to this, I'm going to check this.
Space, check.
And I'm going to probably have to tell him.
Tap, number of times to log on automatically, edit spinbox, 1, Alt plus R.
Yeah,
number of times to log on automatically, edit spinbox, 1, Alt plus R.
So I'm just going to say 1. And, yeah. I'm just going to have it as 1 for right now. And that means after it has logged on that 1, and I believe that's 1 after the initial setup of Windows has completed, after you've created the CD and everything. After that, you restart it. It starts at once. And then after that, you have to put in your password that you've created. And if you haven't created a password, you just click on your name, and JAWS should, after you get JAWS, because, I mean, you should have JAWS installed. I normally install JAWS right after the Windows is installed, not even restarting the computer, and so install your speech, whatever you got, and it should, in fact, have one restart, and I will talk to you after this, after we get all this done about how to, in fact, change that so it'll just restart the computer and not bring up a password, if that's what you like.
Tap, next button, Alt plus F, shift tap, number of times to log on automatically, edit spinbox, 1, Alt plus R, number of times to log on, tap, next button, Alt plus space, client for Microsoft Networks.
Okay, now we're talking about networking.
Tap, install TCP IP, enable DHCP, and install the client for Microsoft Network service on each destination computer, back button, Alt plus B, tap, cancel, but tap, 313 view, networking components, for tap, typical settings, radio button, check, 102, Alt plus
just leave it typical, unless you like to get in a mess with stuff, but if you don't know what you're doing, leave
tap,
it typical.
Tap, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's go
shift,
next.
Tap, next button, Alt space. Our destination computers participate in the network. Button, alt plus B, cancel button, three, one, three, new workgroup or domain, four, workgroup, radio button, check, one, two, alt plus W.
Workgroup is cool for me because it's how I do. If you're on a domain, you want to set that up.
Our destination computers participate in the network. Edit workgroup.
I'm going to type in MS Home for my workgroup name.
P, wank, MSHOME. Next button, alt plus N, space. Provide information about the location of the destination computer so that calls can be dialed correctly. This information is optional. Skip this stage. Click next. Button, alt,
I'm on a LAN, so I'm not going to do this.
Cancel button. 313. Country region. Area code. Number. The phone system. Next button. Alt plus N. Space. To specify language separately for menus and messages. Locale for numbers. Time. Currency. And date. For input locale. Select the following checkbox and then click custom. Button, alt plus B. Cancel button. 313. New regional settings. 2 days.
Regional settings.
Use the default regional settings for the Windows version. You are installing radio button. Check 103. Alt plus U. Use the default regional settings. Next button. Alt plus N. Space. Select the language groups you want to use from the following list. Button, alt plus tab, cancel button, tab, 313, new languages, 3 days, tab, language groups, multi-select list box, not selected Arabic, 1 of 17, alt plus L.
I'm not going to select anything because English started to get
in. Next button, alt plus N.
Next.
Space. Tap, which customization method do you want to use? Tap button, alt plus B. Tap, cancel button. Tap, 313, new browser and shell settings, 4 of 8. Browser tap, use the default Internet Explorer settings, radio button, check, 103, alt plus B.
I'm going to go ahead and use the default Internet Explorer.
Tap, next button, alt plus N.
Next.
Space. Tap on the destination computer, install Windows into I button, alt plus B. Tap, cancel button, tap, 313, new installation folder, 5 of 8. Tap, the folder name Windows, radio button, check, 103, alt plus
A. I'm going to leave it as a folder name Windows. That's, I think, the best thing to do, not to name it something else.
Tap, next button, alt plus N.
That's what I would recommend, leaving it.
Space. Tap to automatically install the network printer the first time the user logs on after setup. Type the printer name in the following box and then click add. The user must have appropriate network permissions to access the printer. Tap button, alt plus B. Tap, cancel button.
I'm not going to set up a printer.
Tap, 313, new install printer, 6 of 8. Tap, network printer name, edit, alt plus E. Network printer name, edit, alt plus E. Shift, tap, network printer name, edit, alt plus E. Tap, install these printers, list box, 0 items. Tap, add button, alt, tap, next button, alt plus N.
Go to next.
Space. Tap to automatically run the command the first time the user logs on. Type the command in the following box and then click add. Tap button, alt plus B.
And I'm not going to worry about this command box thing either. I really don't think it's for me necessary. You might want to
tap cancel button
in there.
Tap 313 new run one tap command to add edit tap run these commands tap add button alt tap next button alt plus N space
next
tap you can run any command that does not require you to be logged on. Type the command to the box below and then click add tap button alt plus B tap cancel button
same thing.
Tap 313 new additional tap command to add tap run these commands tap add button alt tap finish button
and finish
space setup manager dialog pass the file name edit backslash documents and settings backslash remember backslash my documents backslash attend txt.
Okay, it's gonna save it where my. It's going to save it where I extracted this setup manager program at, okay?
Tap, browse button, alt, tap, okay button.
I'm going to tell it okay.
Space, cancel button. Tap.
And it might have closed
alt, tap,
out.
Alt, tap, pause, alt, tap, document, alt, tap, cakewalk, guitar tracks, alt, tap, document, WordPad, alt, tap, setup manager.
Setup manager still open.
Tap.
Let's see what we got.
Root JAWS to PC, graphic 643 additional, graphic 40, graphic 6, back button available, next button available, graphic 643 additional commands, graphic 40 run once, graphic 40 install, graphic, back button available, next button available, cancel button. Back button available. Graphic 40 installation folder. Batch script. Graphic 40 install. Graphic 40 browser and shell settings for information about using. Graphic 6 command. List back. Next creator button available. Cancel button. Next list back button available. Next create cancel button.
Okay, so there's no finish button. There's just a cancel button. And to get to it, I had to use my JAWS cursor. So just click on the cancel.
Next cancel button. Left mouse button.
Tap. Now we should be out of that program.
Control this. Tap. Running applications. JAWS button. Land.
Okay.
Land.
Let's see.
DC cursor. Document, work, JAWS button.
So we are actually out. We have created our batch setup file for the unintended setup, but it's not completed. There are some more things you have to do to actually have it work the way we want. So I'm going to actually go through my setup file with you that I've already created, and you can add things at will. And hopefully you'll get your expected results that you want to have. Now, if you want to learn more about this, remember that unattended website I gave you, the Windows FSN or whatever, unattended? They got a whole list on there of what stuff does, so you might want to do that and go through that. But for the time being, let's just go into my setup file, and we'll read down it and see what we want, okay? Okay, here's my previous version, XP CD Streamlined.
Enter. Folder view is new. Not selected. Bootable CD. 123.
I'm going to go into
i386. Enter. Folder view is new. Not selected. Atoms.
153.30.
W-I-N-N-T. W-I-N-N-T. SIF.
Dot SIF. Let's go and check that file name.
Root. Dot W-I-N-N-T. Period. SIF. S-I-F.
It is an SIF file now. As you remembered, your file was saved in the location that you extracted that program to. So, actually, you're going to want to, after you get done with that file in Notepad, you're going to want to save it to this file name, which is wint.sif. You're going to want to make sure it's that file name before you actually burn it on your disk, okay? You can't be a TXT or it's not going to work. Just a little note. So let's go open this SIF file, and we'll go down the answers.
PC cursor. WINT shift. Enter. Windows dialog. Windows cannot open this file. File. WINT shift to open this file. Windows needs to know what program created it. Windows can.
Obviously, doesn't know what program created it. Okay, that's totally cool. We're gonna just go and select Notepad.
Select the program from a list radio button. Not checked. 202. Alt plus S. Use select the program from a list radio button. Check. 202. Alt tab. OK button. Space. I386. Folder view list view. WINT shift 49315330. Open with dialog. Choose the program you want to use to open this file. File. WINT. Level 0. Other programs. Level 1. Notepad. 101.
I've already obviously done this before, and so Notepad has been already selected. We're gonna hit enter.
WINT Notepad edit.
And here we are in Notepad, sitting in WINT.SIF.
Set up MDR tag.
And we are going to look through the file together.
Link. Data.
Arrowing down. Data is the first entry.
Auto partition equals zero.
Auto partition equals zero. Now, this is going to be the interesting thing for me to explain to you guys. The zero or one. Normally, one means yes, zero means no. So I'm really encouraging you guys to go out to that website and read up on this before you actually do this, because they're going to be able to give you more knowledge than me in this podcast, but as we go through it together, I'll be able to give you tidbits of information. Okay? Everybody cool with that? I hope so. Let's go through this together.
Auto partition equals zero.
Auto partition equals zero.
MS plus initiated equals zero.
MS dash initiated equals zero.
Unattended install equals yes.
Unattended install equals yes.
Automatic updates equals yes.
Automatic updates equals yes. Now, automatic updates will mean after everything is installed that it's going to do an automatic update search for you.
Blank. Unattended.
Now we're into the unattended section.
Unattended mode equals full unattended.
Unattended mode equals full unattended.
MSkipula equals yes.
MSkipula. And I believe it's not just M, I believe it's OEM.
MSkipula equals yes.
And it equals yes, so we skip the license agreement.
M pre-install equals no.
OEM pre-install equals no.
Wait for reboot equals no.
Wait for reboot equals no.
No wait after text mode equals one.
No wait after text mode equals one.
No wait after key mode equals one.
No wait after key mode equals one.
Driver signing policy equals ignore.
Driver signing equals ignore.
Not driver signing policy equals ignore.
You guys can hear what it's saying.
Confirmation equals no. Target path equals backslash windows. Repartition equals yes. Unattended switch equals yes.
Okay, so there's probably going to be things, there is going to be things in here that you don't see in yours because of the fact that I've edited mine and put more things in mine. I honestly don't know what happened if you just took that setup that you created with your setup manager and just did it as far as put the disk in that had everything burned on it correctly, and I really don't know what happened because I made sure I edited mine before I did anything because I was freaky. Sitting there with without being able to see the screen and hope praying that everything's working good.
Repartition equals yes.
So repartition equals yes. I can't explain this. And once again, I encourage you guys to go through this website because you'll be able to actually read through the characters with whatever screen you've got to be able to make sure you've got this entered in right.
Repartition equals yes.
Repartition, it means it'll format your drive for you. It'll repartition it.
Unattended switch equals yes.
Unattended switch, I believe, we'll actually skip past that welcome screen at the end of Windows setup where it's like, welcome, what's your name, and ask you for what kind of network can you want to connect to and all that crap. So make sure you have that in there as well. Unattended switch equals yes.
Unattended.
The GI unattended section.
Admin password equals my password.
Admin password equals my password is what I put in for the password, obviously just for this demonstration.
Encrypted admin password equals no.
Encrypted equals no.
Auto log on equals yes.
Auto log on equals yes.
Auto log on count equals one.
Got the one time there.
OEM skip regional equals one.
OEM skip regional equals one. Now, about this OEM stuff, you gotta make sure you got all these things set right. Because if you don't, it's just gonna like loop, I think, and not really finish your setup for you. So, once again, encourage you, go to that website. Go back to the start of the podcast. Read through what you need to read through. Find it on that website. I'll probably end up going and getting you that address to read through some of that.
Time zone equals 20. M skip welcome equals zero. Blank.
M skip welcome equals zero.
User data. Blank.
I believe that
M skip welcome equals zero
is a different welcome screen actually in the setup of Windows that skips. That's not actually for the after Windows setup is completed.
Blank. User data. Product key equals KG20.
Okay. Product key, we got that. And then it's going to say
product full name equals whoever.
Your user data.
Or name equals student. Computer name equals rooster. Blank. Identification. Join work group equals home. Networking. Install default components equals yes. Blank. Blank. Blank.
All right. So what you want to do is you have this file. It's your TXT. You have it like unattend.txt. You want to rename it to wint.sif. Okay? Now, you're probably asking, where do you put that file? And I'm going to show you. After you've got this file all edited the way you want it, you're going to exit it. And you're going to put it right in there. You're going to, in WordPad or Notepad, excuse me, Notepad, you're going to actually save it right into the I386 folder. And then, my friends, you should be ready to go. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you about another little program that's really sweet. You're going to actually be able to go out and download all your Windows updates at once and burn them onto a CD. This is why I did not streamline the service pack. Did not go through that process with you. Because there's a little program called Offline Update. Okay? Now, this program's pretty sweet. It's pretty user-friendly with JAWS. You can actually use a JAWS cursor if you need to. And this program will actually go through and download all the Windows updates for all the Windows XP operating systems, okay? So the cool thing, like, if you're a computer nerd like I am and you have people calling you saying, hey, fix my computer, you can take this Windows Update CD that you've created, the offline update, pop it in their computer, and actually go through the update process with them. Update their computer after you've maybe reinstalled their OS or whatnot. Let me give you the URL for this offline update. Now, make sure you got good bandwidth. I mean, it's going to download at least 500 megs of files, so you're going to need a nice internet connection to do this. You're not going to want to sit on a 56K modem and do something like this. It's going to take days and months and years to do something like that. Make sure you got bandwidth privileges before you do it. As far as if you're at work or something, make sure you got your bandwidth or your internet's unlimited. Make sure all that before you go do this. So, anyway, let me give you the URL for this.
Security and display equals end offline update dash key here dot code page colon update colon up offline update colon page space page space.
All right, here's the address for the offline update utility, totally free. Here he is.
H T T P colon slash slash W W W period H E I S E dash S E C U R I T Y period C O period U K slash A R T I C L E S slash 80682 slash free number D O W N L O A D length.
There's that website. Go down there and download that piece of software, and you'll be able to do. It'll download all that for you, and it'll actually create an ISO, or I think it just does the ISO, and you gotta burn it with that other burning software. As well, the Nlight, after you get all those, created with the Nlight, let me say this. After you get everything streamlined, or all the drivers you want, you got your unattended.txt, which you've switched over to wint.sif. Have you got that all in the correct folders? Go into your Nlight program, and it'll actually make a bootable CD for you for the Windows, and you'll burn that. You'll say a quick prayer, pop it in your computer, hit any key to boot from CD, and sit there and trust that your Windows is coming up. I did it, and it worked for me. I'm actually going to go ahead and throw my Windows unattended SIF file. I'm going to throw a TXT version of that out on my website so that you guys can go pull it off. www.geocities.com/DrewWeberMusic. That's DrewWeberMusic /unattend. That's unattend.htm. So, guys, I hope this helps a lot of blind people out. If I would have listened to a podcast like this, it would definitely have helped me out. Fully unattended Windows install. I encourage you to go to all those web addresses I gave you and read over everything. Make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. Make sure your file is correct, your drivers are streamlined, and maybe if you streamline the service pack and got all those updates downloaded, go ahead and install your OS and then install your screen reader. Go ahead and throw that Windows Update CD in, and you should be up to going. So, hey, until next podcast, Drew Weber. Thanks for listening. Blind Cool Tech. You guys rock. Have a good Christmas. Good night. Happy New Year's.